Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Elkton Village recently approved adjustments to its zoning map, affecting properties along Main Street. The changes, part of updates to zoning ordinances, mainly focus on correcting the boundaries of the B1 Business Service District. Most notably, 43 parcels currently zoned as B2 General Business Districts will now fall under the B1 category. Additional adjustments involve rezoning some one-family resident districts for industrial use. According to Village Clerk Treasurer Phyllis A. Berniske, while these changes may seem significant, they primarily streamline zoning along Main Street. The amendments would be effective starting May 2nd. For more information, you can visit villageofelkton.com or go to the Village Hall, and you can find more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And an emergency medical alert was issued by Chief Medical Examiner Dr. William Marone, who covers five counties, including Tuscola. Quote, "There is a really bad batch of fentanyl, and we need to warn the public and first responders," stated Marone in his alert. Quote, "I have seen what looks like six drug overdoses in 11 days. This is unusual. In the last 24 hours in Tuscola, two appear to be clear drug overdoses as part of the six overdoses in 11 days. He offers the following suggestions. Get into treatment. Go out and get Narcan. Do not use drugs alone. Find and use test strips and get into treatment," he reiterates. Marone is the chief medical examiner of Aranac Bay, Osco, Midland, and Tuscola counties. And the two top officers of law and order in Tuscola County will be leaving their careers at the end of the year. County Prosecutor Mark Rain announced he is not seeking re-election. Rain joined the county's prosecutor's office 31 years ago under the tenure of former prosecutor Robert Reed. He has been a prosecutor for the last 24 years. During that time, he has been a champion of justice in helping victims see the perpetrators are punished for their wrongdoings. Besides upholding justice, he battled cancer along the way as well. As he is leaving, he is putting his support behind Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Eric Kowali, who has worked beside him for the last 7 years. On Friday, Wally announced she will be running for prosecutor. In addition, Tuscola Sheriff Glenn Skrent, who has worked closely with Rain over the years. Skrent has been in law enforcement for 46 years. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLEW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 215 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, where workers will now be represented by the union. The UAW won a stunning 73% of the vote after losing two elections there in the past decade. That is giving the UAW hope of making broader inroads in the South, the least unionized part of the country. The union's next target is two Mercedes-Benz plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where workers will vote next month on whether to join the union. Harry Katz, a labor relations professor at Cornell University, says other companies will be more aggressive than UV in fighting to prevent workers from unionizing. And the House has passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. But don't expect the app to go away anytime soon. House Republicans included TikTok as part of a foreign aid package that was a priority for President Joe Biden and had broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel. Adding the TikTok measure meant that it would be fast-tracked after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. The bill passed on Saturday and now goes to the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans have voiced national security concerns about the app's owner, the Chinese technology firm ByteDance Ltd. And Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans band together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repealing Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine expected and predictable and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.